Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efting.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, what are we going to talk about, Stelly?
Well, Heaton, I think we're going to talk about the mood that we're all in, which is, you know, we're kind of in the transition between holidays, New Year's, and kind of kicking off 2018.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And I think we want to talk a little bit about like that season from an entrepreneurial point of view and from a startup point of view. First, things slow down, right? And it kind of, I think, a lot of people, it puts people into kind of a contemplating mood. You start reflecting back on how this year went and you start trying to prepare for what the goals and what the changes and what the quote-unquote resolution should be for next year. I think we want to like just go through this a little bit from our own lenses and maybe highlight some of the things startups and entrepreneurs can do to use this time in the most productive way possible to make sure that the next year is going to be killer and successful and they're going to accomplish the right type of things that they want.
Yeah, I love that. I think I'd like to split it into two. I think there's two things people do during this time in my experience, which is they reflect on kind of the year and what's gone on in this case in 2017. And then they think about kind of what's next. In some cases, I think one thing I wanted to mention is you mentioned startup and founder perspective. I found this to be a business and personal perspective as well, holistically, regardless of size of company or what you're up to, because a lot of companies go into planning mode pre-holidays and even into the holidays, depending on how aggressive the company is and how much they let you have a holiday, so to speak. And they're planning out next year. They're doing forecasts and all that fun / boring stuff, depending on how you look at it. And then other companies that are much smaller, like a startup, they tend to not have formal processes. Sometimes they don't even think about this stuff, but there's still a bunch of reflection and kind of figuring out what's next going on. So to me, you know, let's talk about reflection really quickly. What I've found, and this is mostly in the kind of advisor role I have in a lot of situations, whether it's through with friends or companies I'm formally advising, as well as in my own companies, I definitely take that role more than I take any other role. It's either advisor, coach, or some form of a manager. And in terms of the sort of contributor to the work, that's definitely in the latter kind of Q4 of most years, I'm more on the other side, not as much the contributor to things. And so what I've found is this is the easiest time to get somebody to reflect on the past, especially the past year. That's one of the most common things I've found. Sometimes it's even easy on a personal note to get people to reflect even further back because of the holidays and the time with family. So that's how I'm going to start on the reflection side of things.
It's an easy time to reflect, so you might as well use it to do so. It's not a bad, that is actually a really interesting observation, very astute. I think that we don't have to dive into too much why that is. I'm sure it has multiple reasons why, right? One is kind of just the season in general when things get, the days get shorter, you know, it gets darker earlier, people start to kind of close in on the chapter of the year from a seasonality point of view and think about the next year, just puts you in a certain mood. Then people are just in that mood in general. People start talking more about it. The content that pops up in social media, the conversations you're having with friends and family and colleagues, everything just starts evolving around kind of finishing up this year, looking back, and then closer to New Year's, people start thinking ahead and start planning. So it's a good time. If you're in that mood, don't fight it. One tip that I'll give is some people like to be rebellious and be like, this is all bullshit and I don't like the holidays. And I'm not a particular fan of holidays or celebrations in general. Not that I'm not a fan. I'm just like not overly participatory when it comes to this stuff. But when everything around you is in that mood and everything put the momentum of something pushes in one direction, might as well just use that energy and go with it and go, well, if everybody is reflecting back, let's just use this time instead of fighting it and do so ourselves as well. And this points to a quick side note that I want to bring up. There was a little bit of a discussion going on online about should you hustle through the holidays and work through it as a startup, or should you take a break? I think some founder or ex-founder or whatever posted about like some startups will slow down and take a holiday break. The ones that don't, they have an advantage over you there. They're going to like kickstart the next year with a competitive advantage, something along those lines. And then there were many other founders that kind of reacted negatively to them. There was that whole debate going on in social media. I'm sure you saw this about like, should you take a break or not take a break or do both or whatever. So it's an interesting kind of a...
I actually didn't see it. And because I didn't see it, I have even a stronger opinion about it.
All right, so hit us with it.
Fuck this shit. Like, why, I don't know. That's all my reaction. My reaction's like that. It's because, like, you know what? Like, I really strongly feel like this about it, because after so many years of, like, working on stuff, working on business, it's just like, God, like, just do you. If you want to take a fucking break, do it.
Yeah.
If you want to go, you know, figure out, you know, how to hustle or keep working, you know what? Do it. All I hate about this is, like, there should be no rule around this. There should be no, like, guidance anybody tries to give you, because it doesn't fucking matter. That's the truth. Like, right now, like, in my case, I don't know how to stop working. So I'd be working regardless. But if I told you, hey, I worked hard this year at the end of the year compared to last year, I have no fucking idea. I don't know. Why is this even a discussion? It's like, just do you. Like, if you want to take a break, take a fucking break. If you feel like taking a break, take a break. If you want to keep working and do what you do, do what you do. Right? Like, why? Like, it's so personal. I guess that's my response. It's personal. Like, it's fucking personal. So many things happen in our lives that are not just our businesses, that affect our businesses, and our businesses affect our personal life, that, like, it just doesn't fucking matter. Like, why are we making this such a big deal? Right? People, this is so personal. People are going to do what they're going to do. If you feel like you need to work through the holidays because you're not going to, someone's going to beat you, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you. I really am.
Yeah. You know, and this is why 90% of the time when people argue on social media, at times I look at it and I go, I could say something here and probably benefit from just like a retweet or like heart's point of view or like exposure point of view, because people like those kind of arguments and a lot of attention flows towards them. But I don't really care. Like, I just don't. I can take a counter opinion to this, but I don't really care about this discussion, right? And I think in many cases we often land on the, there's not a fucking, there is a, it depends.